already said. Okay. Our final case of the evening is EA14-124397DA, the Market Street Apartments. The applicant is Kurt Schultz, who spells his name with a U. In both instances, it's Sarah Design LLC, Sarah Architects, address Southwest 11th Southwest Market, and Stacy Monroe is our planner. Hello again, Stacy.
Hello. All right. Get you acquainted with the site. You guys have seen this site before under a previous proposal, I believe about a year ago, an 11-story building. So this is the southeast corner of the block, The zoning is RXD, Central Residential. It's in the West End sub-area of the downtown sub-district. Has an FAR base of 8-1 with a 4-1 through bonuses, 250-foot height limit, downtown pedestrian district with transit access street on 11th with the streetcar line. The red area is the lot, which is now currently a surface parking lot. In the area, there's a mix of student housing, religious facilities, multi-family dwellings, high and mid-rise buildings, retail, shopping, offices. Southwest Market is a... is an off-ramp to the freeway. They have the streetcar line that goes south on 11th. So what we're here today to review or to get some feedback on is a 6-story building, about 70 feet tall, with 68 residential units, 25 parking spaces at grade, 20 of them would be automated within the garage. Basic materials would be brick, fiber cement panels, and trim on the projecting bays with stucco on the end walls and black vinyl windows. Amenity areas would be provided by balconies, both on the south facade and an interior courtyard and a potential rooftop deck. Potential adjustments would include access the parking garage from the streetcar tracks on 11th, which is an access-restricted street, to allow parking within the ground level of a building in West End, an exception to the 12-foot separation for the Oriel window standard, and a potential modification to ground floor active use area. These are some of the existing conditions. The upper left corner shows a view looking at the site from the park across the street. Bottom left is looking at the park from the site across the street. The lower right image is a recently approved project on the northwest corner of this block. Just some quick floor plans to orient you. The ground level consists of parking, 20 spaces again, tucked here. It's got some service areas that flank the garage entry, residential units around the corner, and with the lobby and amenity areas over here with some mechanical and exiting stairs. On the second level, this is just to show the, 36 by 36 courtyard area that's going to be used for stormwater treatment with some private balconies that step off of it. Again, the finishes, you have... brick is the primary finish. You have four projecting bays on each facade that would be trimmed out with fiber cement panels. Precast cornice, both above the first level and below the upper level with a metal cornice on the top. The balconies with ornamental metal rails, black vinyl windows, a glass sectional garage door, and some rooftop stair elements that would be required if a rooftop amenity deck was provided for egress. So these are some enlarged elevations of the ground level. This project has, because of these site, the site's a little bit constrained because of the slope. There's a 9-foot difference between the lowest and the highest. And the inclusion of parking has created a little bit of a challenge in the ground level, similar to the previous project. In that other project, the commission recommended more pedestrian-scaled elements. no louvers or vents at the ground level. The introduction of stoops, canopies, and other things to kind of better activate and bring down the scale of that ground level. So those are similar comments that we would apply to this one that we'd like to further discuss with you. The scale of the garage door is another element to kind of have a discussion about. There's a chamfered, you can see it on the ground level, there's a chamfered corner here, perhaps an entry at this element, a chamfered corner perhaps more indicative of an entry or some other special feature. So the images on the bottom represent the adjacent properties that the end walls would face. This is the property to the west. It's a surface parking lot with a two-story office building. And this would be the end wall condition facing that property. The primary surface would be stucco. And then this is that recessed courtyard wall. Tiffany Apartments is on the north wall. It's a four-story building. Again, that would be a stucco surface on that end wall as well. So one of the adjustments, which was also requested under the previous review, is to allow access off of Southwest 11th. This concept was supported by PBOT during the last request, and the applicant is working, work with PBOT to restripe and re-sign the street to allow that access to occur. And this is an image that the last applicant provided of how that restriping would work to allow vehicles to drive down the streetcar line and pull into the garage here, and then would not allow them to continue onto the tracks. Another concept that was brought up during the last project was a possible curb extension at 11th and Market. I believe it was brought up by someone in the neighborhood, and then you guys also discussed it, and you concurred that it would be a good option. So PBOT drew in a possible configuration of that, which is represented in green. So in having a conversation about appropriate locations for vaults, this may be an area to consider to help improve the ground level. PBOT didn't have any concerns with that at this specific location, but it would help to get it out of the pedestrian zone and allow just more opportunities for that vault. So there is another restriction for parking. It's restricted within the ground level of buildings in the west end. And the restriction says that you can have one space per 5,000 square feet of site. So that would be two for this site if they're fully screened or set back from all property lines 20 feet. So again, the highest and lowest, or the lowest grade here is 151 at the northeast corner. So the ground level is defined as 9 feet above that adjacent lowest grade. So the image down here shows where that 9 feet falls within. And the mechanical parking, because it's going to be partially subgrade, but mostly it's going to go up in the garage. At any one point, it's going to be within the ground level. So want to discuss any support for that, or any screening mitigation for having ground level in the, I mean, parking in the ground level, excuse me. Oriel window exception, again, there's four projecting bays on each of the facades. The standard requires 12 feet between them. They're proposing four. Want to get any feedback or any issues you have on that. Staff or PBOT don't have any concerns with the exception. Potential modification for ground floor active use. The area in red highlights the area that's been identified for the project as meeting the 50% required along each facade. The cross-hatched area are the areas currently shown with obstructions within that 25-foot deep area. Technically, the area needs to be clear and unobstructed. We would expect additional walls within this residential unit to add additional kind of obstructions within that 25-foot deep required area. So a modification would be needed for that. And we're looking for some feedback from the commission as well about that modification. The areas down below are the glazed areas that meet that requirement. So we've identified a few discussion items, if you choose. Discuss the ground level facade and the pedestrian experience. the overall building composition and material quality, feedback on the adjustments to parking access and parking within the ground floor, potential modification to the ground floor active use, and then also a discussion about the end walls and the courtyard facades. And that's it for staff's presentation.
Any questions of Stacy? I have a quick one. I mean, or maybe it's not a quick one. So you said PBOT didn't have any. PBOT thought the bump out was a great idea, and gee, while we're at it, why don't we put a vault there? Was that sort of the nature? Was it their idea, your idea?
To put the vault
there? Applicant's idea, yeah.
It was a discussion that we had during the DAR as just other opportunities because of the conflict we have with the lid cover.
Right. And is
and
that
putting in the pedestrian zone? So this was a way to get it out of the pedestrian zone, another opportunity besides in the building.
And has it been confirmed as an actual good place for a vault?
In this location, in speaking with PBOT today, they had no concerns with this specific location.
Okay.
They were hesitant to encourage bulb outs or curb extensions for the sole purpose of providing opportunities for vaults.
And I'm not suggesting that that's why it would be done. My line of questioning is a little bit, have we done vaults this close to a streetcar line?
Good question.
Is it an issue? I don't know. I know it's very infrequent when they're serviced and things like that, but I don't know if it has any bearing on streetcar service or getting the truck to it or a crane or any of that kind of stuff. No? Okay, good. I just want to make sure. Any other questions?
What's the modification to the ground floor activity?
The depth. So the requirement is 25 feet deep of unobstructed area. And the cross-hatched area that's in the red is a wall that prevents that full 25 from being clear and unobstructed. Some of the walls, like the one at the bedroom at the northern end, is a wall that couldn't be changed. It's part of the exiting, the circulation of the building. Other walls, like near the lounge and the leasing area where the mail rooms, those are areas that technically could meet the standard at some point if they were changed or converted. But staff, I think, has more concern about the walls that are part of the, that are permanent to the structure, that really can't be altered to ever meet that standard if the space was converted to perhaps retail or something in the future.
And I'll talk about this more, too, because we actually don't want to seek a modification. We're making some adjustments to not have to seek it.
Any other questions? Liz, Stacy.
For the project that came through on the floor of the site, what was the ground floor?
What was the ground floor? I believe it was all parking. Is that correct? The majority of it?
We had that funny stair step to the
exercise
rooms, stairways.
And
yeah.
It was a residential ground floor?
No, it was just a lobby with some with parking, and so they were also seeking a modification for ground floor, but there was no active area on the ground level, with the exception of the lobby.
Something down programmatically on the east elevation. Anyway, it was the exercise.
And I'm sorry we didn't provide you projects. I guess we were kind of excited it was in the past, to be frank. It basically was dealing with the finished floor and picking where the finished floor entered the site, and effectively it actually exposed views down into the lower parking deck, and then it just rippled into a conversation about trying to carve that away and force porches, and it was kind of the wrong thing happened first, to be blunt. Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions of Stacy before we move on? Great. Go ahead, Kurt.
Okay.
Thanks.
B.
So do I need to unblock the projector, or how does this switch over? All right, well, thank you very much. Again, I'm Kurt Schultz with Sarah Architects, and I'm here representing the Willamette Valley Company, who is the developers and owners of this parcel. There was a prior proposal on this site, as Tim and you guys were talking about, a year and a half ago. This is a whole new team.
the developer had actually purchased the property from the prior developer, so we're starting over, and I'm not, I think I've seen some of the drawings, but I haven't dug that much into the prior proposal. So this project for Southwest 11th and Market Apartments is a six-story kind of quarter block infill project. Right now we're looking at between 62 and 67 market rate units, and we are considering mechanical parking, which I'll talk about, which does require that one adjustment for the West End sub area. I really like quarter block infill projects, especially in this neighborhood. It's really a great scale. We're working on there's so many things that are such a bigger scale. It's really always a treat to get back to the quarter block scale. The design intent of the design team and the owner is to really take advantage of the kind of residential quality of the West End sub area, design a very boutique residential project that's very small in scale, has a good pedestrian presence, it takes advantage of its location across from the park and its views, and really complement the West End sub area itself. Stacy did a good job talking about the site. Southwest Market is a pretty busy street, and actually I was out there the other day. It's a pretty tough street to cross because everyone's coming off the freeway and then zipping down Market Street. We actually have no objections to doing the bulb out on the corner. That was just first brought to our attention at the pre-application conference last week. So that's something that we could be supportive of. There's also the Portland Streetcar on Southwest 11th, which turns east and also makes that turn. We have the open space at Portland State just across Market Street. It's not really a dedicated park. It feels like a park now, but it is a PSU, and their master plan does have that dedicated as a future development opportunity, probably for multifamily housing. I kind of hope it stays park space because it's so nice, but it does have the opportunity to be developed in the future. Some of the adjacent projects were directly adjacent to the Tiffany and the Clay Apartments on 11th Avenue. Those are both historic buildings built in 1909 at the exact same time. I believe they're owned by College Housing Northwest and rented out as student housing apartments. There's also we have the Benson Tower across the street. And there's just some wonderful old buildings around this area besides all the apartment residential buildings, the Helen Gordon Child Development Center, Grace Bible Church, and the old church kind of kitty corner. So again, we were not showing the bulb out on the sidewalks, but it is something that we could be supportive of. So the Clay Apartments and the Tiffany Apartments are hopefully there to stay. The Tiffany Apartments is a zero lot line project, so we will be zero lot line against the Tiffany. This block is a potential future development site as well. The owner is probably interested in redeveloping that site sometime in the next 4 to 5 years, but there isn't current plans to redevelop quite yet. But that is something we also need to take into consideration. So starting with the ground floor plan in the mixed-use project, we have one of the things that Stacy was mentioning is there's quite a bit of grade drop around the site. So the high point of the site is in the southwest corner, and then we drop about 4.5 feet along Market Street, then we drop another 4.5 feet to the low corner of the site next to the Tiffany. So what the way the design has played out is we wanted to actually have a south-facing entrance facing the park, and so we set our lobby at the midpoint along Market Street. Rather than setting the lobby at the corner, because then a lot of the activities would end up getting buried into the hill. We didn't want to bury into the street along Market. So the lobby faces the park, and then off the lobby will be probably a lounge space with maybe a large screen TV, fireplace, probably a leasing office. We're trying to minimize the amount of mechanical and electrical frontages we have on all the properties. So we're trying to concentrate it all in this one spot here of kind of putting all of our electrical rooms together.
If we do the bulb out here, we're not sure if this is necessarily the best location for the vault, because there would be a lot of pedestrians crossing at that space, so I'm not sure if that's the best spot for the vault lid. The other option would be actually in the sidewalk at this location, with as much of the vault lid in the furnishing zone as we can. Again, we're very early in the design process, so we haven't even established that location yet. But again, the lobby faces south. We have residential units on the ground floor that and residential does meet the ground floor active use standard for this area. What we would like is we want to make the residential units 25 feet deep and always have at least 12 foot clear ceiling height, so they can be converted to retail in the future. We actually didn't, another reason we didn't want to put the main entry to the building on the corner is, even though the market conditions right now don't necessarily support retail on this corner, actually having the ability to convert that to retail down the future, we think is important, because I think that time will come. And so we wanted to preserve that opportunity. As the site drops, we've talked to PBOT about the parking access along the streetcar line, which does require an adjustment. Since that is the lowest portion of the site, that is the easiest to take access into the parking. And PBOT does not support taking access off of Market Street, because Market is so busy, and being the high portion of the site, that would be kind of a dangerous condition. So PBOT has reiterated they would support that access point. Now, one of the things that is a challenge is this modification for the West End sub area, which frankly only occurs in the West End sub area. It doesn't occur in any of the other even denser portions of town that limit the amount of parking that you can have on the ground floor, like say in the Pearl District or the Janie, you know, that has parking on the kind of tucked back in the ground floor. This is a West End sub area specific issue. I think it was probably when they were zoning the West End sub area, they're trying to encourage a lot of residential, and so discouraging all these surface parking lots. So we could actually avoid that modification by ramping down slightly and just getting our parking lot to be slightly below the lowest portion of our site, elevation 151. We could do that and meet the modification, but we would only have 12 parking spaces, and we really would prefer to have mechanical parking in triple stackers. Again, that's similar to the Janie and the 20 at Hawthorne and other projects that have the triple stackers. That actually increases our parking count from just 12 surface parking stalls to 26 parking stalls, which is, again, good for the residential portion of the project. But since the triple stackers, which shuffle the cars, those cars that are up high, both at the highest portion, would always be above this level, we then need to seek this modification. If we didn't do mechanical parking at all, we would not need to seek it. We would just slope this down slightly. We are not planning to slope this down, because since we need the modification anyway for the mechanical parking, we thought it doesn't really make any difference to the pedestrian whether that whole parking lot is flat or recessed a foot below grade. So right now our proposal is to have it flat, again, accessed off 11th Avenue. At the level two is where the podium begins. So we are right now, we're gonna have 12 or 13 units per floor, but on level two, which is the podium level, we will be taking all of our roof stormwater, taking it down a kind of a channel here on this corner that's gonna drop into a stormwater planter, treat all of our stormwater for the entire roof area. We would then treat the rest of this podium in an eco roof, with probably, we're looking at some bamboo up along the existing building brick wall of the Tiffany Apartments. And then we're gonna have four very small little private patios for some of the smaller units that face that. But as we climb up through the building on levels 3 through 6, again, we'll have 12 or 13 units per floor in an L-shaped configuration. Primarily two-bedroom units facing the park. The two-bedroom units only have the balconies, and we have smaller studio units facing the courtyard. We do have a zero lot line condition with the Tiffany next door, which is a five-story building. So really only the sixth story of this building would be visible above the Tiffany. This western edge will be visible until the as a party wall until the that site is redeveloped sometime in the future. Up on the roof, we're considering doing a rooftop amenity, and I have a landscape plan further in the packet that shows what might be in that amenity space. If we do a rooftop amenity, we will bring up our elevator and our two exit stairs and have a, we're limited to 750 square feet for our rooftop deck that would face down over the park. So that's still a possibility, but we're not quite sure yet. So getting to the exterior and kind of the exterior character of the building, we really wanted to, first of all, have compatibility with the West End. And really the West End has been built up of this sector primarily of streetcar apartment infills, many of them built at the early part of the early century. Most of these buildings are 4 to 6 stories in height. They tend to all have brick exteriors, very high quality exteriors, many with bay windows, projecting cornices, and wrought iron balconies. These are just a smattering of buildings around the West End area that we took, just kind of showing the kind of quality. This is the Martha Washington with bay windows and brick. But the other thing we wanted to do was introduce something a little bit different, and that was actually to do a chamfered corner on the corner. This is actually a picture from Paris, but I've always been enamored with a lot of the chamfered corners. They do this a lot in Europe, in a lot of the infill projects all throughout European cities where the corner is chamfered. And it just makes a little bit nicer pedestrian experience as you're turning that corner, and especially as we have an enhanced pedestrian crossing across Market Street next to the streetcar line, especially if that becomes a future retail entry. I think is a nice way to kind of draw the eye and introduce something different into this district on the corner. This is our south elevation on Market Street. So we are looking at primarily a brick facade that would have, we're thinking more of a light brick character to contrast with some of the darker red brick buildings that are more closer by. So we'll probably do a blend of kind of light and cream colored brick, and then maybe we'll have some accents of a lighter or even white brick. We're showing some white brick accents between the piers on the ground floor and also a white brick accent up on the top level of the building. But again, we do want to have a very high quality exterior. This is the main entry to the building. We're planning on having a steel and glass glazed canopy. So again, very very light, very airy kind of glazed canopy facing the park to the south. Large aluminum storefront windows all along Market Street. And then, so these are the leasing office. These then become the windows on some of the residential units. And you can see the grade drop where we're actually coming in at a midpoint on Market Street. And then these residential units here are ending up about 2 feet or so above the sidewalk on the corner, just for a little bit of enhanced privacy. The windows above would all be black, and we're introducing these kind of double oriel windows with some balconies in the middle that then engage with a projecting cornice at the top of the building. We're also looking at the possibility of doing some kind of cast stone accents both at the base of the building and at this break between the light colored brick and the white brick. The kind of double bays that engage the cornice. This is the this is a small infill project from the turn of the century. This just over on the West End that actually had the double oriel windows close together that engage that cornice. We just like the way that detail was working, so that's why we're asking for the oriel window exception. Then turning the corner on 11th Avenue. So again, we're about 2 feet, our floor line is about 2 feet above the sidewalk, and then the sidewalk slopes down further. We're trying to have as large a windows as we possibly can along all of these residential units on 11th Avenue till finally we get to the garage door. The garage door, we want to to be a glazed overhead door that also is open and allows visibility into the mechanical shuffling parking system, which is kind of fun to watch. We're trying to keep from having any, you know, exit doors or louvers or anything facing the street. Our exit doors actually face the side, so they're not visible directly from 11th Avenue. We'll probably need some louvers for our some of our garage exhaust just above that glazed garage door itself, but we're trying to avoid all louvers all along the base of the building to enhance the pedestrian experience. And then again, we're kind of playing with this kind of A-B rhythm between the bay windows and the punched openings along the facade. And even where we have our exit stair coming down the side, we're doing large windows as well. We'll have kind of probably a wrought iron balcony of some kind, iron balcony. We haven't kind of quite picked the railing design yet, but they would be on the corner, on the chamfer corner, and then on the south facing two-bedroom units facing Market Street in the park. This is the Tiffany five-story building next door that has the party wall, so really just the top of our building would be visible above the Tiffany. But as you turn the corner, this is against the site that is a future development site. We are planning on returning the brick along that one facade, probably 4 or 5 feet, and then we were going to transition to a stucco that would be on the party wall. We realize we're going to need to kind of do some sort of a design in the stucco. We haven't gotten that far yet of, you know, how we would treat that stucco facade, but that's something that we'd love to talk about today. And then in the courtyard itself, we are going to continue that stucco. So really the brick will be primarily on the two main facades. The stucco will carry down the party walls and then carry back around the courtyard space. And then we will probably continue some of the cornice features on that courtyard itself. This is a section from 11th Avenue coming into the parking space. We actually have to have a pretty tall ceiling down in here to do our triple stacker mechanical parking. Right now, this is all flush with 11th Avenue. If we wanted to avoid the modification, if we didn't have the mechanical parking, we would just drop this down slightly below grade, but that's not what we're hoping to be able to do. And then you have the section through the courtyard space on the podium on the second floor. This is just a quick blow up our landscape architect did of how the podium might work. So we would actually take our rain drains from the roof down an exposed scupper, so you actually can see the water rolling into the stormwater planter coming off the roof. The rest of the roof would be eco roof with some large planters for some small trees, maybe some bamboo up against the Tiffany, and then four small private patios for some of the units that are coming down in the courtyard. So we want the courtyard to be usable by some of the units and also be something really interesting to look down on and be a stormwater feature where the residents can really have a chance to see the stormwater going into the stormwater planters. Quick section through the stormwater planter itself. This is the north side up against the Tiffany with a bamboo eco roof and then some larger planters for some trees set within that. That's the same section. Up on our amenity roof, we are considering the idea of having an amenity that would have some outdoor furniture, potentially some barbecue areas, maybe a fire table on one corner. The thing that would be really nice if we can do the rooftop amenity is, again, this is all south facing, so it would get great sunlight, great views down into the park at PSU, views back to the West Hills, and views back to the skyline of downtown. So we hope we'll be able to maintain that as the project moves forward in the budget. But that is the project in general. Again, the perspective does show you the windows kind of step, so we're trying to get as much glass as we can on this chamfered corner. So as if this converts to retail in the future, that's probably where that retail entry might be. The ground continues to fall again, so here's the
parking garage entry as it slides in. This does not show the potential bump out for the crossing. Again, we would be supportive of that because, like I said, this was a scary crossing when I was running across the street the other day. But that is our presentation, and I commend you guys for your endurance. So thanks for still being here. And I'm open for questions.
Questions?
That's probably the logical place, yes.
So in the meantime, the guideline that asks for design corners to build active intersections is not, it's a two-bedroom apartment on the ground floor, right?
Correct.
And then we're also going to actually add something that's interesting, that bulb out, which really gives you extended exterior.
Great.
So the relationship between the two-bedroom apartment on the corner. If you go back to your precedents for the two line protection, your one Parisian Tampa corner has an entrance.
Yes, it does.
But you didn't like the entrance on that one? You love that building.
Of course I love the entrance on it.
I mean, if it was a two-bedroom apartment, it would be pretty cool to have a door on the corner into the two-bedroom apartment.
And that's a possibility, sure. Like I said, we're very early in the design here. The aerial,
the aerial,
ground floor. Okay, sorry.
No, back.
Back. This one.
Okay. So, I'm going to question the theory that retail doesn't work in this current market. This is all apartments. Apartments, PSU apartments here. This is apartments. This is the tower apartments, and these are apartments. And this will sometime.
Vincent condo.
Oh, condo.
Yeah, condo tower. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no place to get coffee within 3 blocks of here. Plus, you have all the there's like 500 PSU students on the other end of the district. I can't believe. And there's no retail here. There used to be a movie checkout places there, but in terms of coffee, people working at night.
Yeah, I walked here the other day. You have to go down a couple blocks down here to hit some, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Sense is that, I guess I'm challenging, you couldn't sell sweaters there, but with all, there must be easily 1,000 residents within 300 feet in every direction. I can't believe you can't sell coffee or toothpaste or something. The next little space that I can think of is the Ion Plaza, where there's something on Park or Parkview 9th. And then there's a McMinimans a few blocks away. But in this zone, there is nothing.
Right.
So I would encourage that corner two-bedroom to be retail. I'm not paying bills if it doesn't work, but I don't think I'll take a market doesn't support it.
Or
even off state insurance salesman, any kind of cop.
How about a live work? Live work maybe?
Live work as a fallback. I still think it's a retail space. Set it up like a retail space, and I think you have to get a real estate marketing, a retail person and ask them.
And I'll tell you.
No retail around it. Don't put retail in there. I mean, I'm not saying that's the right answer. I agree with you. I think it would be a fantastic
space. Fortunately, that's what they've said, yes.
Yeah, I have a feeling they've already asked them, and those guys are so stinking conservative.
Ask marketing.
They would, yeah.
You know, ask somebody who deals with downtown. Specifically downtown retail.
Right.
I just really.
But I agree with that. Would be great.
Oh, I do too.
Plus, the spill out with the next to the streetcar. There's, it's got great exposure.
Kind of mini park.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Did you ever explore putting the entry on 11th and the auto access on Market?
Well, first, PBOT discouraged it very, very strongly in our conversations with them. But no, we have not. We did not look at that as an option. Because Market is such a freeway, and they don't want people pulling in and out off of Market.
Is Market?
That's exactly what my thinking would be of why it's not a great place for an entry.
Is Market a city right of way, or is it an ODOT right of way?
City.
It's city. Okay.
There's a stoplight at 12th and Market, right?
Yes. But it's an intense.
No, I understand. Yeah. There's periodic stop.
Yeah.
Stoppage of traffic. So, we all probably come right from that.
Exactly. Exactly. And what it would do is then you'd have your. You wouldn't be crossing the tracks with the vehicular traffic. You wouldn't have any of that problem. And you'd have a more pleasant entry.
They're fighting grade to some degree.
Oh, I understand. Yeah,
right. Grade and PBOT, yes.
And PBOT. Two steep hills to climb. Okay.
So here's a scenario that's happened. Put it in retail. It doesn't work. They go to the city, ask to convert it to apartments or something. But so is it enough just to have a door there at the corner? If, let's say that scenario plays out here.
That'd be a great start.
Yeah.
So I guess the alternative is
it'll be retail someday. I'd rather have it start as retail and try and honestly approach that instead of just saying, well, we can get a rental unit and it'll never switch.
Well, and to having an apartment now where it's retail, it's like 3 feet above grade at the corner.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
Okay, so how do you convert that?
If that was the case, we would need to drop that or either have a stoop entry with some steps coming up or drop it to grade, one or the other.
That's a significant remodel at that point. The other alternative is to have...
We don't have a basement, so that makes it easier.
The other project on the northwest corner, right?
Yeah.
You've got the entrance at the corner. That doesn't have parking, as I recall.
Correct.
That's one difference. But so I guess I wonder about the... I think we're all in agreement that something needs to be entered at the corner, whether it's Woodwork or retail or the lobby or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what's the preference then?
How much I have on? Bring it down a little bit.
Great. That would be great, yeah. Okay.
And then maybe they'll, if you can flip your, if it works, to beat PBOT up, your entry to the lobby, now you've got your lobby and the retail are connected, and the ability to.
Because the lobby, well, I don't know, what's the great difference from the corner?
Well, actually, if you did do retail there, whichever way the lobby was, we would actually want to have that connected to the lobby as well.
That's,
as, sort of the Ace
right.
Hotel thing,
yeah,
where
right.
you can kind of
exactly.
get to it
that's
and decide.
What I'm headed for. Either way.
So the less grade change is from to the west versus the north, right? From
the yeah. Again, it's about 4.5 feet here, and about four. They're pretty.
About
they're about the same. Maybe a little bit more on Market than there is on 11th. 11th might be slightly flatter.
Well, it says 151 at the corner and 155 at that corner,
yeah.
So it's about the same. It might be the garage that kind of creates the optical illusion of a bigger drop, sort of.
I'm just, the challenging side from a pedestrian and urbanistic standpoint is 11th, but that's where the pedestrians are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be on Market. And so currently you have potentially inactive uses on 11th plus a garage door. And so I'm just trying to not
amp it up. Yeah.
If you move the lobby over, that's great. If you move the garage door away, or if you move the lobby in connection with the retail, all of a sudden, this whole face that actually is the pedestrian-oriented part of the neighborhood, and streetcar stop, yeah,
play.
It's right
here.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a home run.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you can't drop anybody off on the Market.
There is There is parking. There is on-street parking on Market. Surprisingly enough, there is. Yes.
It never feels. Is it during certain hours?
Or no, it's. It, sure yeah, it's. It does have on-street parking. Okay. Actually, kind of surprised me because I had your same guess. I would have guessed it was just nothing, but no, it does have parking.
Go ahead.
Thanks. I'm sorry. Just on this vein, I just like to point out what's across the street from Market and a vehicular access way facing in that direction. And just, I want to hear a little bit about introducing a garage hole, if you will, to a park.
Yeah, but it's going to be developed.
I just want to hear that.
I'd rather have the bells that are associated with the garage parking move away from the Benson and the Tiffany and face the undeveloped until the next person comes in.
So, what you know, as we continue to work with PBOT and they say, you know, no way to access on Market Street, if we kept the access to the garage on 11th but did more to activate 11th, whether, again, we still move the lobby or we activate it with some, you know, pedestrian uses, could that be acceptable? I'm just not sure if that's going to be flippable.
Right.
It's
based on what we've heard.
I agree with that because 11th is a more pedestrian-oriented street. I mean, Market with the volume of traffic coming through there. Basically, that's really one lane on 11th and streetcar, and the other is three lanes of traffic.
Well, I kind of feel like it is and it isn't, because further down Market, there's so much student traffic up and down Market.
Student
pedestrian.
I was out there the other day, and if anything, Market was busier with peds because there was so many students going up and down Market it's kind of going down here, and this is a destination.
The town,
As everyone's heading this way and then heading into the crossing into the campus.
It's right at the park block.
Yeah. I mean, I think 11th has a lot of pedestrian traffic as well, but I think there's also a lot on Market.
I guess it's a more relaxed street.
Pedestrians, 11th is very quiet. Since 11th dead ends here, this is actually just a... it's a walkway for service cars. So just this one block of 11th is actually pretty quiet.
Did PBOT say? About access? We've been involved.
No, that was never under my.
Better sunnier spot across to the open field. And I think PBOT will be a significant hurdle. Less than all, that how it would significantly impact just the floor plates if you're up 8 feet with the entry to that parking level.
I'm not suggesting it's a deal breaker. I'm asking, was it ever explored?
It's a good question, actually.
That's all.
Okay.
I think that the 11th side is suffering a great deal from inactivity and expanse of the garage and.
In its current state,
that's the problem.
Needs some mitigation. If the garage stays there, needs some mitigation.
If those two bedroom units, one bedroom and one two bedroom, were all combined in a nice big coffee shop, they would kind of activate that whole base. The little French doors and open onto 11th.
And you've got the extra, theoretically, got the extra paving with the sidewalk. Yeah. Put some chairs out there,
right?
French trees, and some DG and. Call it France.
Drink
your coffee. You showed the picture. Kurt showed us the picture. Yeah. He started it.
Sorry.
Okay. We have a cheat sheet. And we may have kind of put a pink in it just by talking about.
Got number one.
Let's see, where is it? Here we go. All right. Mm-hmm. Building composition and materials. So we haven't talked about the oriel windows yet. But.
I like the pairing of the oriel windows. I think it would be really,
really
a really rich addition to the apartment buildings. You don't see a lot of here, but it just makes the interior space so nice to have that extra space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the balance of building, what do you think, the corner of the porch, is there a mound or there also curved or something? Kind of
yeah, it could be interesting, sure.
Well, they're round ones on the other corner, the northeast corner, they're kind of round.
Yeah, actually, yeah. They are. Yeah, matter of fact, you're right, on the
other one.
Yeah, the clay has got these really cool, cool curved balconies on the corner, which are really neat.
Which one?
Yeah, we're actually thinking we're going to probably add them and stack them all the way up there. Yeah, for all the two-bedroom units. Again, facing the park, I mean, on the south side, that'd just be awesome to have those balconies, and they give you a little bit of solar shading.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
That's great. I do recall going by your project on Raleigh 23rd-ish, you have some bay windows of similar nature, and the execution is there's a lot of pieces and parts on those things, and I don't know if you can simplify the details. It's setting itself up to be kind of similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think our intention would be more of a monocolor for the entire bay itself, which is really what I see in most of the other buildings around in the West End. Is they tend to be a singular color, very simple.
Yeah, I mean, that
it's harder to see in our drawings, but would be the intent.
Right. I took a tour with Sam of the facility, and we were just looking at it and just to kind of see what come out. And thought most of it was accessible. Those bays over the parts that were just
a little busy.
And it just wasn't as calm and kind of resolved as it could be. So
sure.
A lot of attention.
I agree.
On that. It's hardy board and wood trim, or wood trim, but trim, and it just it's a lot of parts.
We're definitely trying to avoid expanses of hardy on this job. Yes.
Right, and that's one of the things that you have to admire about the buildings that are the buildings from the turn of the last century in this neighborhood is that they're all. They do a lot with one color of brick and some metal attachments. You get these red brick buildings that are, great looking, but they're, you don't have to have a lot of moves in material to kind of make them work. And that's always, it just seems like that's the issue that we keep bumping up against with contemporary buildings is that desire to throw a lot of materials at them. And I'm not saying you are necessarily, but, to keep it, again, doing fewer materials well,
Our goal is to have it read as a brick building.
Yeah.
Obviously, this has a lot of similarities to your other building you did on the northwest corner. I'm trying to remember some of our comments there.
That one is 8 stories, and it doesn't have any bays. It's actually just very flat facades with red brick and all punched windows.
The courtyard goes to the ground on that one, right?
Correct, because it has no parking.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the relationship of that, I when I first looked at it, I was like, oh, this is really cool, because if you also did the southwest corner, after you did the whole block, you'd have a donut in the middle of the block, which would be kind of nice, but now one's above the other.
Yeah.
You still would. It would be like tiered gardens, kind of.
Well,
at least you have the light and air in the center of the block, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Another question I was thinking, have you guys done a studio like those inside corner studios? The one way, have you done something similar?
Yeah, we have, and actually, I didn't bring the layouts, but we can actually get some nice, if we do a really oversized window there, and then we do have some alcove bedrooms in the back with maybe some sliding barn doors. They actually can be pretty nice units. And this building is meant to appeal to not any one single demographic, but we're expecting a lot of students here, so we are expecting students to rent on some of the smaller units in the courtyard.
It's nice that you gave outdoor space to a couple of studios along with the larger units back there on the courtyard space.
Okay. Any other comments on just the composition of the building and material quality? I just concur with David Works, just being, again, really careful about applying stuff and having it read as stuff that looks applied.
Not too busy.
Not too busy, yeah.
That's a really beautiful building, John Paul, that they're all brick, and then all the royal windows are done in metal. It's really pretty. It's old, kind of brushed aluminum. There's someone who brought this one first.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a stamped metal.
Yeah, just they look really pretty.
Most of them, actually, looking around the neighborhood, the bays were done in stucco.
Yeah. I mean, and one of the comment points here are end walls, and I think end walls are always tricky.
Well, that one's such a presence. It's the first.
Right.
It's the introduction downtown from Sunset Highway, right?
Right.
That's what exactly, yeah. All right. Mural on that or something?
Yeah.
Sort of like what's the...
Oh, sure, yeah.
What's the one on the park blocks? Is that in front of those?
The Trompe L'Oeil?
That was the one done by, was that Haas? Or Haas did that one, yeah. Haas, yeah. That's right.
Breaching whales.
Salmon.
Oh, you missed the ones that the Fox Tower.
Oh, God. I can't. Wyeth. Was it Wyatt or Wyeth? I can't remember.
The whale guy?
Yeah. What was his name?
Big one down the west.
Uh-oh. So, Tim Heron's going to say no whales.
So breaching whales is inspiring. as we move, I know it's been a long night, and yeah. But I also want to be able to give the customer
meaningful
some concrete
comment.
Information.
Yeah.
So. What I think I heard you said, but I don't want to put words in your mouth, is mitigation for dealing with this tall end wall and meeting the design guidelines may in fact be a condition of approval that RAC be engaged to treat some portion of this wall or in some way. And if that's the direction of the commission, that's very helpful. Because if we are going to coordinate with RAC, and if it is going to be tied to a land use review approval, that process needs to begin before the land use review is even submitted. And so I just wanted to get a sense of what the commission felt.
It's a very quick process from the mural program.
Is there?
Right. I would engage the mural program. I'd almost engage it as a public project so that it could be a stage for an artist to get a concept so that it's different than a mural.
Can I inject a note of maybe... Yeah, go ahead.
Although with the mural, there's money. There's money, yes.
Right, correct. One is Hornball, and one is
usually smarter.
Yeah.
Well, and this is potentially temporary as well.
That's
right, eventually
right,
there's
right.
going to be a building.
Right.
That's what I was going to say.
I
would not necessarily advocate for a big art project on a wall that could be covered up relatively quickly. Like that lot could be developed. I'm not sure I see the value in making a big investment in an end wall that is likely to be covered up, given...
It would have to be a huge investment.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I'm not sure I'd go for, like, some amazing piece of public art that cost a lot of money and took a lot of time and process when...
And that's why I suggested the mural program, because it's an easier process,
okay.
Less expensive.
Fantastic.
I think it's a big blank wall. It's a prominent stage, and for me, it doesn't, it's covered up. It's not the end of the world.
And I think that it is also part of the gateway corridor coming into town.
Absolutely.
From that end. So I think in that regard, it's very prominent as well.
Probably a less expensive option than asking for some really nice materials that are going to be covered up.
Yeah.
It could be text. It doesn't,
you don't have to cover the whole wall with a mural.
Exactly.
It could be polka dots. You know, something
right.
to break down the mask.
Yeah.
It could be three giant polka dots, call it a day.
Well, the mural overlies.
Should we have them call Kevin?
Writing that down.
Kevin Kavanaugh might have some ideas for you.
You know, you can do a paper. Yeah. You can borrow Kevin's paper.
I know.
Wrapping paper?
Maybe.
The point is, it doesn't have to be labor dance.
Yes.
Right. It's the
I mean,
idea.
The one that we cited in the hospital one is obviously
labor intense.
Yeah.
And 100.
We're not asking for that.
Yeah.
It's something that.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's a mitigation, right?
Enhances that wall in a way. It is interesting, though, there's examples around town that are popping up that are bad, and that bring your eye to the blank mm-hmm. wall.
Yes.
And you're regretful and get
right.
all the things. Are, the big blue, I don't know what I'm talking about. The cascading blocks of blue on the south wall. And probably, oh, I hear you. There's an example across the street here. So I don't always think it's to bring your eye to these blank walls is the best thing, unless it's really done well.
Right.
So, you can be on the hard Google.
But it would be nice if there was more temporary art in town and that mm-hmm. all the art wasn't always a big permanent thing and since it's there for a while and goes away.
It's to be covered up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, while it's visible, it needs to be. Mm-hmm. I think it has some significance to it. That doesn't mean it's significant cost.
So are we making that a condition of approval or do we just want to dissolve the wall?
Hard to solve the wall. In a way that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the DAR. I just wanted to to get a sense of.
We're here to hear your ideas.
We that's a condition versus you need to rework the wall.
Because that was my question.
Okay.
That was my question.
Right.
I mean, I think it's an option. It's just another idea.
Okay.
It could
that's
potentially
something
be done either way.
Yeah, well, it's something we certainly talked about. I've not talked about it with them, but I know that the mural program is actually relatively inexpensive,
mm-hmm.
and so that's definitely a possibility. It's not the only mitigation you could do. We could try adding some windows, but again, those become challenging on these facades, and then they just get covered up. So a temporary graphic solution is actually seems pretty reasonable.
The
right.
graphic solution could be architecture.
This is the one place where a graphic solution makes sense.
Graphic architecture.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But the key is to make it not blank.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So that can be done architecturally, or it can be done with art.
And some of the architectural solutions I've seen around town, even like what's that building over by PSU here that's got the blue stripes?
It's right over there.
Yeah. I mean,
you
things
can
like
look
that.
Out the window.
Well,
yes.
I don't know. Is that really?
No.
That's just trying to dress up a wall.
Right.
So if it's a wall, what's wrong with it being a wall? But you do something. In the meantime,
mm-hmm.
until someone builds next to it.
Well, last summer when they did all the murals as part of the,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember the function, the one in our office has the woman's face. And
Come on.
Don't do that. For Commissioner Kaiser's comment, exactly. You're drawn to it, and then it's like there's no reward. There's nothing there. It's like out of a comic.
Anyway, but it's something to talk about.
I like
if it were a big stucco wall, there is nothing to talk about. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something to disagree on.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a
good
part, right? It's provocative.
It's provocative. All right. Okay. Back to the other architecture, the other three sides or two sides that anything else that is jumping out at people? Anything else about the ground floor?
You are covering up some of those. I mean, I know they're on the property line, but there are, I don't know how many windows are on the existing building.
Yeah, we have a really good relationship with College Housing Northwest, who owns the buildings next door. They know that those buildings are on the property line, and those windows are actually into their corridor spaces. They're not actually into units, so it's less problematic than you might think. We want to be a good neighbor. We're trying to work with them. They understand that a development was going to happen here, and so we're
they might need some better light bulbs.
Huh?
Basically, they need better light bulbs now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So that's all bad. Okay. So I've heard some disagreement on, or not necessarily disagreement, but I didn't get clarity on whether parking, the whole parking question, whether we want to swing it around. It sounds like it's...
It sounds like PBOT,
yeah,
Ben,
yeah,
and our fearless leader, Mr. Heron,
yeah,
didn't take time to...
Okay,
but
right.
Doesn't matter at all. But by his response, it sounds like maybe...
It does to us.
That's yeah. Not something that we should...
Should push.
But,
okay.
But yeah. I think the improvement on 11th is something
sure.
That we all agree.
How about the adjustment for the mechanical parking kind of issue?
And that relate, does that relate to your door on?
Well, I mean, really, the height of the entry door was more based on the fact if we start on Market Street, actually having a nice tall ceiling in the lobby and tall enough ceilings for this space to meet the ground floor active use requirements, which has clear ceiling height requirements. So you start with that datum. Then you work your way around the building, it just ends up
with this
there
building, yeah.
Because of the additional slope of the site. Now, we do need more ceiling height to do mechanical parking. We don't necessarily need that much, but we need close to that amount.
Your way to, underneath your kind of belt force there, just reduce, and maybe the brick comes up.
Oh, sure, yeah. Sure, of course we could. Yeah,
yeah,
we could definitely do that so it doesn't feel so high.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely, we could
we'll
do that.
Down to your transom window.
And these...
This is about 6 feet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's where a person's head is going to be.
And
all this
if this is a floor line, you know, we could drop those windows down as well further.
I think that's all part of the...
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like this is really the... This whole is the spot to really work on.
Okay.
And those were all inward opening French doors on the retail space, and lower 2.5 feet to get to the corner level. That would be a nice
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Since it is going to be more retail now, is there an opportunity to change that storefront now to make it
more of a store?
More transparent? I mean, it doesn't have to then reflect exactly what's happening above, does it?
Mm.
No, and there's definitely possibilities.
Yeah, maybe explore, differentiate that. I mean, you know, keeping consistent with your overall composition in terms of character. But is there, you know, do those brick pilasters have to come down all the way, or is there some? Can you break that like in the middle, underneath the two bays or something? Does that stop? Anyway, there's some possibilities there to kind of express the retail in a slightly different way.
Okay. Any other comments? We don't have to beat it into the ground. I just want to make sure they get good walking away comments.
That's great.
Whoop, Tim Heron raising his hand.
Sorry.
Again.
Stacey had something in her PowerPoint, and I don't think it made it to your cheat sheet. And I just want to poke on it a little bit because it's coming up, and it is an alternate for the project. And that is the rooftop access, which is great. It's a wonderful thing. I think we all agree we like it. But there's fire code and safety issues that come into play, and also additional elements that show up on the roof. Yeah.
Yep.
And so
things that stick up.
There's some stuff
and
that
so
sticks up.
I want to flush it out a little bit. A little bit because we're dealing with it other than on this building, but a lot of it because it is on this building and we are dealing with it outside of this quarter block. We even had a challenge with one trying to do it on a 5,000 square foot footprint. And what I'm getting at is when you create elevator access, not only do you have elevator access, you also have the refuge area above the elevator access. So you have an exceptionally larger object.
Yeah.
And per code, you're required to have two egress via stairs. So now you're having two full stair enclosures on top of the roof.
Do you have one stair from the Jane?
Not anymore. They're in for a type 2 design review to add another one.
Oh.
Yeah. So
you have to have two.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
One to add.
Yeah.
Jane 1 versus 2.
And the construction type.
Yeah. No, we're triggered. It's the 750 foot. Doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Yep. Now the code officials. Yeah, definitely two means of egress. Doesn't matter how big that deck is.
So I only wanted to call it out, and I appreciate Kurt and his team just obviously detailing it correctly. And I know we're looking at a true elevation. We're all aware of that. But in terms of obviously that effect and that view shed. You know, one of them is adding to the end wall, for instance, on the one we were just talking about. The other is just a taller object. And then the other part of this, and this is something that is not the responsibility of this applicant, is that's where all the antennas go later, right, meaning RF antennas. And so this movement to activate these rooftops, to have these new objects, are attracting other things. And so I don't mean to say they can't have a rooftop deck we want to activate. I just want to make sure the commission's aware of what comes with it.
Well, you get RF antennas on top of roofs without roof decks, too, and without mm-hmm. overruns. I mean, they just show up everywhere. They're attached to everything now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean...
one stair anyway, right? Just for...
Right. Although they'll let us get a, we can do two oversized hatches if we did nothing on the roof. Yeah.
I think just the fact that you're adding the overhead canopy, so these objects are kind of connected and they aren't just standing alone, helps a lot in terms of just giving a composition to all the different elements on there.
Yeah.
Kurt, would the ground all around be an eco roof in that case, or what would be the rest of the roof that isn't the amenity?
Well, right now, we probably would not be doing an eco roof. We'd be doing the stormwater planter still
down below.
This is one district where there's actually a really great storm sewer line here that BES actually wants us to tie into, so we don't have to have as much detention area and treatment area as we might normally have. So we can take care of everything in that second floor courtyard.
Uh-huh.
And we don't need it for the FAR. There's tons of FAR on this site that we're not actually using.
Yeah.
It's strictly a storm sewer?
Hmm?
Did you say it's a storm
sewer? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few around. Yeah, it goes right to the river. I wasn't expecting it. It was just one of those few things, surprises they threw at us.
Well, if the rest of the roof if it's just roof and it's not eco roof or it's not planted or anything, it'd be nice just to bump up your edge conditions with plant material, just so that when you're on the amenity, you just don't feel like you're right next to just the plain old roof material.
Right. It's a mineral cap sheet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You feel good?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tired, but I feel good.
But it'd be nice to have the amenity deck. I think that'd be a great addition. Yeah. It's worth it. It's just a stair or whatever it requires just to have it.
I'm surprised we don't already have people from the Benson Tower here. I'll be expecting them at the next hearing.
Saying they don't want to look at it.
They don't want to see people up there doing things that people do. People like things. Yeah, I don't know. Set things on fire and drop them on cars. We got those kinds of comments on the tower that we just approved.
Well, if there was retail, they'd be doing it in the store. They wouldn't be doing
that. Setting things on fire and dropping them on cars.
Could I poke at one other item, just for clarity? The adjustment to the parking within the ground floor, in terms of if they do the mechanical parking, an adjustment will be required.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for screening it or making it more visible, adding to the activity on the street? What kind of mitigation for that adjustment would you want to consider?
And we're seeing that again. That's on 11th. We'd be seeing the mechanical parking.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So in this style, make it visible.
Right, a newer building.
Yeah.
More modern.
Mechanized parking, especially because it's set back. It's a little more around the corner mm-hmm. than this one, whereas the Janie is right now.
I kind of agree with that. It just seems I agree, just where its location is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'll see it when the garage door is open, and it'll be kind of cool that I have a special window for it.
Good.
Okay.
Thank
you. Make a comment about the courtyard. I wonder, because you have that other one over there, and I know in the building next to you, if that was the Janie that did the landscaping edge or something.
Yeah.
It kind of rolled over the edge.
Interesting detail.
That was more of an optical illusion. Yeah. I mean, it was right. There was it's a fine. Separation there.
I guess it's better. I'm just thinking of that wall right there. If you can.
You know, but that's kind of that's a cool idea though. I mean, that's actually something you could if you did it on this edge that's visible. That could be another way to soften that that edge on the west side.
Okay.
Crystal.
Oh man, goodness, I'm totally foggy. So, any other comments for the good of the order? Anything else they need to walk out with?
It's gonna be a great addition.
Yeah.
Good work. Nice work.
Yeah. Solid
Thanks
start.
For your comments. That was very clear. Yeah. Appreciate it.